Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by James Hughes, who's a chief market analyst at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, recovering from the excitement of the letter being sent and handed over from Theresa May to Brussels, and also just the muted reaction.
Yeah, and of course, what a ceremony it was. And of course, the problem that we have with Brexit is that from the back of yesterday, markets didn't really care about what was happening yesterday. We knew what was going to happen. We didn't really get much more in the way of detail. But the big thing about the whole Brexit scenario is that we still haven't got a clue what's going to happen. We don't know from a market point of view what's going to happen. We don't know what the deal is going to be. We don't know how long the deal is going to take. Yes, we've got a two-year deadline, but we know what Europe's like when it comes to deadlines. So I think it's just the absolute unknown still. We have no information. And I think what the key point is for the markets, the FTSE, the pound, is that the way the pound has reacted recently has been that we get upside when we hear any sort of detail. So it's a matter of taking that uncertainty out and really having that detail lift things, because it takes away the unknown feeling, or takes away part of that unknown feeling. That old cliche, the markets hate uncertainty. I feel like I say it 15 times a day at the moment. But unfortunately, Brexit is a pure example of that exact thing. It's what causes this volatility. It's what's been causing the drag in the pound. And until we get more detail, that's when the market or the pound's going to rise. But until then, and we don't know when that's going to be, until then, we're in limbo.
But haven't we got a situation where, let's say, after the 8-9 months since the referendum, we've got the pound at its natural level near 125 against the dollar, we've got it 115 pound euro, and so, you know, really it's all in the price, and we'll need something very special and very new to actually get things moving to a different zone now.
Well, it could be that, of course, but I mean, I think we're at a much more natural level than what we were previously, down below 120s on cable, 119s or so. So yes, we're at much more normal levels, but I think it's still a case of we want to see the detail. But you're right, for anything to break aggressively and to break below those lows, or break up towards the sort of levels we've seen previously, I think you are going to need to hear a big piece of news. And really, the problem is with Brexit is we haven't heard any big announcement really since Theresa May said we weren't going to go for the single market. We knew Article 50 was going to be triggered. Even with the court case rumbling on in the Supreme Court previously, we really knew what the outcome was going to be of that as well. The referendum itself and Theresa May telling us that we're not going to be in the single market, they are the two pieces of headline news that we have had. We haven't had anything else since then. And the longer we go without a big announcement about this, then the longer we are with markets in limbo and just flapping around at these, as you say, more normalised levels.
Right. As far as the stock market's concerned, I've sort of seen one or two people I follow on Twitter moaning that the market's just going back up again. So it doesn't really, you know, even though we had the slip up from Trump last week, it's just by the dip, and the default setting is still a squeeze higher on infrastructure and tax hopes.
Yeah, exactly, and that is it at the moment. It's very simplistic, isn't it? And that's what starts worrying people, is that whenever we see a pull down at the moment, it's by the dips, and Trump seems to be the Teflon man at the moment, because nothing can really damage anything that he says. It's damaging him, yes, but it's not necessarily damaging the market. And if you look towards what's going to come out today, you're going to get the GDP figures out of the US, and even though they're nothing to do with what Donald Trump's going to do, that's not going to stop Donald Trump taking some kind of credit for them, pulling it back to him and making it look like, of course, Donald Trump is the shining light and things are going perfectly. But we've still got headlines about travel ban not coming in. We know the healthcare issue. We're still waiting on this tax and fiscal policy announcement. And the problem with that is going to be the fact that this has to be massive now. It has to be a huge change. It has to really be hardline and go along with what he was saying in his campaign. If it doesn't, that negativity could really, really hit the equity markets. And that we've gone a long way on the upside. And yes, we've been a lot of that has been on the back of stocks performing well and earnings performing well. But half of it has been on hopes of new tax reforms and fiscal reforms and new fiscal policies. And if they disappoint, there's a long way for these markets to come back.
I just want to finish off on the crude oil, if there's got any new thoughts on that. Can the recent sort of stability be sustained?
the answer with around oil usually would be no. We'll get some kind of crazy inventory figure at some point next week, and which will usually derail things. But the pipeline disruption in Libya is taking things, moving oil prices to the upside somewhat. But still, I think there's this feeling that sort of below $55 and that $55, $45 range is a safe area. We can see that whenever we see the market moves, we're not breaking below those sorts of levels. And I think as long as we stay above $45, I think a lot of OPEC and a lot of the non-OPEC members would call that stability.
James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.